Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. The Labor Department says last month's inflation rate was at its lowest rate in more than 2 years. The Consumer Price Index rose by just 0.1% in May. The release comes a day before the Federal Reserve will announce whether it will raise interest rates again or hit pause for a bit. History happens in Miami this afternoon when former President Trump steps into a federal courtroom to face 37 felony charges dealing with the classified documents he kept at home. NBC's Dasha Burns on today's procedure.
We expect to see the former president make his court appearance at 3 o'clock today, where he will be processed, which will include fingerprinting. Pretrial conditions will be set, which could include the surrender of his passport. And then he will be arraigned and he will make a plea. We expect him to plead not guilty.
Security is very tight inside the courthouse and around the streets as authorities prepare for possible protests. FBI Director Christopher Wray tried to answer questions from members of the House Intelligence Committee last night about what some Republicans say is a two-tier justice system.
If your last name is Biden or your last name is Clinton, you get to live by a different set of rules than Americans who are targeted simply because they're patriotic Americans who happen to be Republicans.
The opinion of New York's Elise Stefanik. Wray did not comment about what he told lawmakers behind closed doors. Last week, Republicans on the House Oversight Committee pressed for a contempt of Congress charge against Wray, but the vote was postponed. Celebration of the Nuggets NBA championship left 10 people wounded last night as gunfire erupted. 3 of the 10 is seriously hurt. A suspect is in custody. Praise from Hollywood for actor Treat Williams, who died in an accident near his home in Vermont yesterday. He was thrown from his motorcycle when it hit an SUV. A movie and TV actor for nearly 50 years, Treat Williams was 71. This is USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
We know there's quite a big difference between the wages of men and women. In California's Silicon Valley, they keep careful track. San Jose State University sociology professor Scott Myers-Lipton has some new numbers.
The gap is now $59,000. Both college-educated people, but between men and women, the wage is $59,000 difference. And that gap has increased by $7,500 since the pandemic.
The number is part of what Myers-Lipton calls the pain index. It also includes the growing number of people who need food.
We're providing food to more than 500,000 people every single month. Literally double the number we were serving before the pandemic.
That's Leslie Baccio, CEO of Silicon Valley Second Harvest, one of the area's largest food banks. Authors say the goal of the Pain Index is to call attention to issues so policymakers can make changes. When it comes to food, a California casual food chain is trying something new. a drive-in that sells only organic items.
Amy's Drive-Thru is a business venture from the California-based Amy's Kitchen organic food brand. The restaurant will sell vegetarian burgers, fries, shakes, burritos, enchiladas, and soups. The facility itself will also be eco-friendly. There are already 4 Amy's Drive-Thru locations in Northern California, but this is the first in Southern California. I'm Daniel Martindale.
Day after the Nuggets capture the NBA championship, the Vegas Golden Knights go for the Stanley Cup. Knights up 3-1 on the Florida Panthers. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
A lot of sound regarding social justice these days, right? Well, Robert Waple's going to join us in just a second. And his new book is Social Justice Just, 21 Accomplished Academics Seek to Answer This Dynamic Question. Robert, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I think I was on your show about 5 years ago with Pope Francis and the Caring Society when that book came out.
Exactly, exactly. It's been too long, sir. You got to, you know, come back and visit us a little bit more often. So, well, congratulations on this book. Timing is perfect at a time when, you know, we've got a lot of questions regarding social justice and, you know, what it's all about and how can it be just?
Yeah. So what's the answer to the title question? Is social justice just? The title picture is of, you know, justice with the blindfold on, holding up the scales, but she's peeking. She's peeking out from under the blindfold. That's not the way to do it. So we argue in the book that social justice can be just, and it all depends on going back to the definition of what we mean by justice and getting to the roots of the question. So you know that the ancient definition of justice, going back to Aristotle and people like that through Aquinas, justice, the constant and perpetual will to render to each what is due to him.
Mm.
Okay, so what happens when we put the word social in front of that? That, of course, shifts the focus from enforcing rules and agreements to the fairness of the rules and the norms themselves. So, are the rules fair? And what you got to worry about in the whole process of making that shift is, are we just going to rail against the rules and try to change them in a manner of rent seeking so that we can get, you know, money for ourselves, we can get resources for our favorite group? If that's what you're doing with social justice, it's not going to be just. But what we argue in the book... Okay, what we argue in the book is that you can rehabilitate the concept of social justice if it stands on principles that recognize each person as unique and unrepeatable, worthy of dignity, endowed with the ability to direct his or her own life without harming others, and noble enough to care deeply about the well-being of other people.
Yeah.
That's where we start.
So you go back to first principles.
Yeah.
First principles that are established by God Almighty Himself.
Exactly.
I mean,
correct.
Right? I mean, you disconnect from God, and now you get all this, you know, crazy idea and definition of what social justice represents, and it's out of balance. And until we bring God back to the center of this, we're going to be We're driving ourselves to madness in this, Robert, I'm afraid.
And worse, exactly mm-hmm. right. So returning to what works, I think, is what we've got in mind here. So the book includes, I'll say, a sober warning that even honest attempts to involve the state and coercive redistribution in social justice can rapidly decay into simple rent-seeking, just getting money mm-hmm. from my favorite group. But also, there's a legitimate push in the social justice movement that aims at stamping out unwarranted privileges. The bailouts, the cronyism, all that kind of stuff. That's just not just, right? That's wrong.
Sure. Right.
And
right.
so the book's a combination of going back to first principles, and there's some that, go clearly to Christian roots. And then they're also a mix with that of, what kind of policies could we put in place that might actually bring about more just outcomes?
Exactly. Well, I think our founding fathers had it right, Robert, and that is that it starts with we the people, right? And we have to be a responsible sort. Benjamin Franklin said the Constitution is designed for a moral and righteous people.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. We go back and we have to re-anchor ourselves in these foundational moral principles that honor each other and our neighbor and these mm-hmm. time-proven axioms, that we grew up with. It's funny, they're just so powerful and universal that they're even valid thousands of years later, right?
Yeah. Well, how could they not be? One of the authors, I think, puts it really well. He says, social justice is really done right if it's from the bottom up. It can't be done from the top down.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
That it's all about personal responsibility and treating other people with fairness and dignity. You start with that, it's going to work out pretty well.
Well, top down, you've got to compel people. I got to put pressure on you. I got to keep, and I think our founding fathers in their wisdom saw in analyzing governments, throughout the millennia and what they did. So, wow, we can't even have a big enough law enforcement agency or mechanism to make everybody behave, right? So, If we put it in their hands and the power is in their hands, which is scary, especially for people that want power and control.
Yeah,
and this is why
like making the new Soviet man, and that's not what we want for sure.
No, exactly. And so here we are, 340 million people strong, with a various amount of intelligence and experience, and we just went through a COVID pandemic. Had we used the combined knowledge and wisdom of the universe and just saying here, just here in the United States, we'd have been a lot better off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad that COVID is receding into the rear view mirror, I'm the editor of the Independent Review, and the founding editor of the journal is Robert Higgs, who's mm-hmm. famous for his crisis and Leviathan argument. Government grows when there's a crisis. Leviathan,
right.
The giant
yes.
monster of the Bible is government, right?
Right.
And it
right.
grows when there's a crisis, and then when the crisis is over, it doesn't shrink back down to where it used to be. Just keep ratcheting it up, and that's what we got to be on the guard about. So.
Well, this is where these emergency authorization uses come into play, right? They just, with each, and this is where, again, we the people have to be smart enough to know that anytime you bring an EAU into the body politic, it's at a cost. You're going to lose freedoms. And if you don't have a specific exit plan, an expiration date for said EAU, then, to your point, exactly. I mean, we're living with EAUs over 100 years old that they continue to take advantage with us. And we're going, wait a minute. And we've sacrificed our liberty in the name of that EAU that's no longer valid or necessary.
Yeah.
So but to your point, the Leviathan doesn't want to cough it up.
Yeah, exactly. No, it does not want to. I mean, the people who are entrenched, they don't want to give up their powers and their privileges. And so that's a lot of what the book is about, right? Starting with first mm-hmm. principles. But then, what do we do about this? And
exactly.
There's a sober warning in the book that even honest attempts to involve the state and its coercive powers in redistribution are pretty much going to rapidly decay into base rent-seeking. But also, mm-hmm. there's a point that You know, if there are unwarranted privileges out there, we got to stamp them out. You know, so some of the social justice warrior types are totally correct in pointing out, you know, cronyism in government and business, bailouts of big businesses, special privileges. Those kind of things got to be torn down if we want a just
society. Amen. I'm with you on it. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Robert Waples after this, the senior fellow at the Independent Institute and co-editor and managing editor of the Independent Review. Just about right now, just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
He's a senior fellow at the Independent Institute, co-editor and managing editor of the Independent Review, Robert Waples, is with us, and we're talking about justice, social justice. Is it just? That's the question. We've unwrapped it in the first segment, and so here we are, Robert, left with the next question is, what's next? What do we do?
Let me add one thing. I'm also a professor of economics at Wake Forest University. But let me talk about the last chapter of the book, which I wrote, and it's called Social Justice, Anti-Racism, and Public Policy. And you probably know about the book, How to Be an Anti-Racist, written by Ibram Kendi, that was on the top of the bestseller list a couple of years ago. This is kind of a response to him, saying, well, let's take his premise seriously, right? Mm-hmm. What kind of policies would we put in place, can we put in place, to put, as he wants, all groups to be on an equal footing? Now, Kendi argues that racism and capitalism are conjoined twins. That is not something that I accept. Right. Of course, the opposite of capitalism is socialism, and socialism concentrates all the power into a few hands. It obviously destroys prosperity, as we've seen just recently in Venezuela, for example.
Exactly.
So we want people to be on an equal footing. We don't want to be on an equal footing at the bottom of a pit. We'd rather have them be on near an equal footing at the top of a mountain. And so let's stick with the capitalist system. It is incredibly productive. And it has just erased extreme poverty.
Exactly.
Here's a calculation for you.
Now, no, wait, hang on just a second. I want to reinforce this. Is there any other ism that has erased poverty like capitalism?
No. I mean,
not even close, right? Not even
no.
close.
No. Let's okay. think about where the poorest Americans stand in comparison to other people. So the poorest 5% of Americans, many of whom are receiving a lot of aid from the taxpayers, for example, they're the poorest 5% of Americans are obviously at the 5th percentile in the United States, but they're at the 68th percentile income-wise around the world. And what I did in my article was ask, okay, well, where would they fit among all the human beings who've ever lived? So over 110 billion people, the demographers right. tell us, have lived. And we have historians estimating, you know, what their standards of living were. I calculate the poorest 5% of Americans are at the 95th percentile among
wow.
all human beings who've ever lived. That's how lucky we are from the system that we put in place and the generations that have come before us to build the technologies we use. Okay.
And how much better could we have been, Robert, had the war on poverty and all that money that we spent? I was talking with Robert Woodson about this. You know, somewhere around $25-30 trillion since 64, right? And we haven't moved the needle much, but what we've done is we basically enslaved them and made them all the more reliant on big government,
exactly.
and we stifled their giftings and talents along the way. How disgusting.
Exactly. We've just killed their initiative. I mean,
exactly.
I am of the belief that all human beings have the, you know, God-given abilities to take care of themselves. And here right. we're just telling people, no, you don't. You can't.
No.
I'm going to do it for you. Just putting them in a trap like that, not good.
No.
So what would we do if we wanted an anti-racist policy? I have some suggestions in the article. Number one on my list would be education reform. So instead of telling your kid to go to this school, say to the parent, here's some money, and you can spend it on whichever one of the schools you want, public or private, right?
Right.
Vouchers kind of thing. Health care. Instead of the programs we have now that lock people in, if you're going to have taxpayer assistance for Medicare, Medicaid, that kind of stuff, give people a universal tax credit, kind of like that voucher, to spend wherever
right.
they want, and reduce the barriers to people getting into the healthcare industry so that we have a bigger supply.
Mm-hmm.
Part of healthcare, a very sad fact, 63% of black lives end in abortion.
Yes.
That's a problem. That's something we got to deal with. I talk about in the chapter also.
You know, and hang on one second, just so, because, again, I want people to have a Salem moment and consider that. 63% of black lives end in abortion. Where Where's Jesse Jackson? Where's Sharpton? Where's the leadership of the black communities not being an outrage? I mean, you know, Ben Carson refers to it as a Holocaust, and they all but want to tar and feather the guy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, what else is it?
A lot of this is a cultural change where we individuals, Americans, black, white, all colors, just have to change our attitudes so we find this behavior in ourselves and in our neighbors just unacceptable, and we convince ourselves of that, as we once did, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, other practical solutions, I hope, from the chapter. Occupational licensing, you know? This is basically just putting barriers up so that people can't get into jobs.
Exactly.
And especially people down at the bottom have a harder time getting into these jobs. Mm-hmm. Exclusionary zoning laws that make it hard for people to move to where there's opportunity because it's still, you can't build and it's so expensive to live there. Back in the old days, people moved to opportunity. Now they have a hard time doing it.
Right. We can thank Tim Scott. Remember Tim Scott with his proposal of opportunity zones, right? This is where this was all born out of.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. The next plank on my policy is cheap energy. So green energy is not cheap, and it's also probably not all that green. But fracking, that kind of thing, made energy far cheaper, and especially poor people, you know. Mm-hmm. This is important. It's cheap enough, I can heat my home. Okay. Obviously ending the bailouts, the cronyism. And then I would also, as my last plank, put in freer trade, which especially benefits people at the bottom of the income distribution.
Mm-hmm.
So And I open this chapter with the same line, and I think it encapsulates the entire volume and what all the authors think. That is, that we all hunger to live in a just world, and we work constantly in ways great and small to promote justice. This is not a left issue. This is a left, right, and center issue. Well, this is how Americans are, and we need to get back to that idea.
Yeah, if you think not, listen to a two-year-old. A two-year-old will tell you right away, that's not fair, right? I hear that from my grandkids all the time. That's not fair. How do you know that? I didn't teach you that. They know it instinctively. That's when you talk about this hunger that we have to live in a just world, especially. And so when things are unjust, then people get cranky, and we start getting creative in a way that's not necessarily positive and constructive. Because we think that there's no other way. It's like, the game is fixed. It's like cheap energy that you talk about. No question about it. Here we were, not that long ago, we were energy independent. And now we get a new administration that comes in, thinks they have a better idea. Well, 2.5 years later, I mean, I just got back from California. I was paying $5.50 for a gallon of gas. Compared to what I was paying before, you know, 2.5 years earlier, about $3.50. You know, it was a big swing. And I understand California's unique and bizarre. I get that. But still, you know, that's just unacceptable. And you think, you know, kind of like what you were talking about, things that are just, is what caused that? Why would anybody in any kind of sober level of mindedness and consciousness would say, let me destroy the economy, the energy sector of a nation if there isn't some other side hustle going on? And this is what's suspected, is that this was done on purpose. It wasn't by accident. Just like you say about the green energy deal. I mean, for all the billions, if not trillions of dollars we've invested in green energy, what's the net result? Where are we on this?
Yeah, I'm with you.
So, again, these are the things that people are crying out, going, well, that's not fair. It's not just, why do you want me to give up my perfectly, you know, operating automobile that operates on fossil fuel for something that's going to cost me, you know, twice as much that I could barely afford? And plus, there's not the evidence that would tell you that this is a smart move.
Yep. So think about your neighbor. Think about the poor in the world as individuals who are capable of running their own lives and don't need to have Big Brother telling them what to do. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, just that simple. How can they be in touch with you, Robert?
Yeah, they can go to the Independent Institute website and they'll find the book right there. And so just put in, like, the Independent Review and maybe my last name, Waples, and it'll take you right to it, WHAPLES.
Thank you, Robert.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
USA News Update. The Labor Department says last month's inflation rate was at its lowest rate in more than 2 years. The Consumer Price Index rose by just 0.1% in May. History happens in Miami this afternoon when former President Trump steps into a federal courtroom to face 37 felony charges dealing with the classified documents he kept at his home. Security is tight as authorities prepare for possible protests around the courthouse. The celebration of the Denver Nuggets NBA championship left 10 people wounded last night as gunfire erupted about a mile from Ball Arena. 3 of the 10 victims were seriously hurt. A suspect is in custody. Praise from Hollywood and beyond for actor Treat Williams, who died in an accident near his home in Vermont yesterday. He was thrown from his motorcycle when it hit an SUV. A movie and TV star for nearly 50 years, Treat Williams was 71. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
And we're back with you. Bill Martinez here, just breaking my fast, having cannot eat the nuts and chews as fast as I'd like to be on the air and speak with clarity of voice. So excuse me. Yeah, put some music on. Let me finish this. To cover up my chewing. Thank you very much. Oh, my goodness. I knew it. I knew I was going to take it to the edge, and so I apologize. Thank you for putting up with me. I've been doing this for a while. It started out with Lent. I wanted to do some fasting, and I thought, well, I'll do the intermittent fasting thing. I don't know if you've experimented with that, where you eat for 8 hours, and then you fast for 16. And so the way it works with the radio show here is right towards the end. I come out of my fast and I'm about ready to devour, something on some days. I have more hunger reaction than normal. And so that was just one of those moments. So anyway, are we still on hold for Paul? Do we have Paul Renfro with us? Okay, we're still trying to connect. We're going to be talking with Paul Renfro in just a moment. Had a chance to talk to him very shortly. But it was meaningful, nonetheless, at NRB in Orlando here a couple of weeks back. And Paul is known as the great explainer for everyday people. Over four decades, Paul and his wife have been church leaders, ministers, business professionals, and authors. They attribute their versatility to the quiet security of a long, steady pursuit of God. I'll tell you, you know, and you feel blessed, you know, for those of us that are pursuing God, if it is a long and steady one. Because what you learn along the way, and intermittently, you know, you run into those situations where you think, oh my gosh, you know, you feel like Isaiah, you know, you deserve to be toast. Because when you are in contact and you connect with the revelatory word of God and his presence, it can be overwhelming. And you think, oh Lord, you know, I deserve, I don't deserve mercy, I deserve judgment. But because you're a loving God, you extend mercy. And it gives you a whole different perspective about that. Not only about your relationship with God, but your relationship with others. That's the other thing that's so cool about this. Paul is connected with us now. Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Hello, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. Paul is the author of a 9-book Unseen series, just released book 3 of 9 titles. He's got them all written, but he's kind of like, you know, doing some, you know, fine-tuned adjustments here. And so as time allows, then he's able to release another. But we just released book 3 of the Unseen series. Nobody sees this creation, the origin of the devil and his replacements. Wow. What a title, Paul.
Well, thank you. It's every book in the 9-book series starts with those three words: "Nobody sees this." And so, anybody who's interested in searching it further could just search for those three words: "Nobody sees this." It's really great to be on your show, and of course, you know, I'm familiar with your show and your audience, and I know that they'll want my website as well, so they could follow up on things that we talk about. Is that okay if I share that?
Yeah, please, absolutely. And we'll remind the people several times. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. It's ParadigmLighthouse.com. Paradigm, P-A-R-A-D-I-G-M, Lighthouse.com. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Bill. And so, yes, I'm looking at the table of contents right now. Of course, you got a chance to look it over as well.
Right.
And so, fire away. What do you think the audience would like to know about?
Well, you know, you already said nobody sees this. This is kind of the umbrella of this series. And so let's do some genesis on this, speaking of creation. So nobody sees this. What was it, 3 o'clock in the morning? God gave you this title and you know, and the infrastructure, and you built it from there?
3 o'clock in the morning for a whole year. And, you know, when most of your audience will know, when the Lord wants you to do something, he can motivate you and or scare you. He's got a lot of arrows in his quiver for getting us to do something. It just so happened that year I had 3 fatal diagnoses from doctors, and it was a very difficult year. Obviously, they were wrong, and Jesus has a better time for me. But at the point is, at 3:30 in the morning, while I'm going through all this physical hardship, the Lord has a different plan other than just sleep and rest. Mm-hmm. And that's when all the books were written. And
Paul, we're having a tough time with this connection. I don't know why, but you're dropping out. So we're gonna call you right back, because this is really important. You know, it's interesting that here he gets 3 fatal diagnoses, right? This is what the world says, and then God's talking to him, and you know, and it's in a sense, it's like, okay, the world may be telling you that you're gone, but Almighty God is telling you, no, I got work for you. Right? And this is how he reveals this idea of nobody sees this. And in this particular case, the third in this 9-book series is nobody sees this in creation. And as he folds it back, discusses the origin of the devil and his replacements. And interesting that we talk about that right now, and we'll pick up from there. Okay, Paul, we've got you back. Go ahead.
Okay, very nice. And so the point being, you know, the Lord God is doing things on the earth. And, of course, the kingdom of darkness is as well. Mm-hmm. And so in the 9-book series, and each of the three words, nobody sees this, we're talking about the unseen realm. And mm-hmm. I think we've all had to candidly admit that what happens in the unseen is the driving force between right. the calamity that's evident on earth, whether it's school shootings or mm-hmm. political misdeeds or capitalism and racism gone haywire. You know, all those things are evidence of the kingdom of darkness, whose
exactly.
track record is very clear.
Yeah, it always happens in the spiritual before it gets down here into the material, doesn't it?
Yeah,
that's
really
the process.
That's what it right. says. You know, that everything on earth is a copy of what's in heaven.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so three fatal diagnoses. I was explaining to the audience while you were reconnecting. You get three fatal diagnoses from the people of this world, the doctors of this world. But at the same time, God is telling you something that you're going, wait a minute. My doctors are saying I'm dead. You're giving me a project here that means I've got to, I got to get beyond this, right?
Yeah, that did give me hope. Then this,
yeah,
for sure.
I would think, right?
Yeah. You know, one of the things I counsel people is be careful what you say you have. I had diagnoses. I could mm-hmm. have said I had endocarditis, I had heart failure, I had another rhabdo and such. But mm-hmm. I didn't say those. I had diagnoses. And mm-hmm. anybody who struggles with health, you know, we have an advanced society. We welcome and thank God for all these developments. But the kingdom of darkness wants to pervert them and say, well, this is what you have and this is who you are. And just because a doctor says something doesn't make it so.
Exactly. Well, the devil's always going to speak death, right? This is the difference.
And
this is why you need to know whose voice you're listening to. Go ahead.
Yeah, oh, that's exactly right. So the origin of the devil, the subject of this book three that came out and that we're talking about, that book is so exciting because people, you know, we've had many wars over Genesis 1, creation versus evolution. And I'm going to be very clear for all your audience that there's no question in my mind that it was 6 24-hour days in Genesis 1. But I'm going to make a striking statement. People can check out the book. I need to say something before I make my striking statement. Is that okay?
Okay, we've got 25 seconds. You want to save it for the other side?
Yeah,
that way it won't be interrupted, okay? Paul Renfro is with us. His book, Nobody Sees This Creation, The Origin of the Devil and His Replacements. Our conversation will continue on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow a
is to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Back with you, along with author Paul Renfro, author of Nobody Sees This Unseen Realm. This is the third in his 9-book series that we're talking about. Nobody Sees This Creation, The Origin of the Devil and His Replacements. Paul, while we're thinking of it, remind everybody where they can go for more information and be in touch with you.
Yes, and that is ParadigmLighthouse.com. Paradigm is spelled P-A-R-A-D-I-G-M, lighthouse.com. Yes.
Okay, I want you to pick up where we left off. You were getting ready to...
make a striking statement.
Exactly.
And I've got to set it up, however, because in all my books, I rely very heavily on the Word of God. And so the Bible is our source of information about the unseen world. And really, there is a competing source. And of course, you know, it's referred to in Acts 19. So there's a lot of misinformation. You know, Paul says that the devil comes disguised as an angel of light. Mm-hmm. Jesus said that even miracle workers could do their stuff without knowing him. That's Matthew 7. And so in my books, I could be wrong as well. And so I always include a lot of Bible verses in my books. And this mm-hmm. is so that the reader can interact directly with the scripture and improve on what I know. So it's just important to put people interacting with the Word of God. And so this is my striking statement, because when you interact with Genesis 1, what you find out is that the 6 days in Genesis 1, which I believe are 24-hour days, they are not creation, because the earth already existed in verse 2. The earth was empty and formless, the darkness covered the face of the deep. Mm-hmm. And so the whole debate between creation and evolution has been designed, I believe, utilized, by the kingdom of darkness to distract from their origin. Now, there's 4 origin scriptures about the devil, which are in the book, and the reviews have been just fantastic. and the on the book, and that the origin scriptures are Ezekiel 28, Isaiah 14, Luke 11, which is often neglected, and Revelation 12. And when you take those four and then you look at Genesis 1, you make a very astounding discovery. And that is, God, the 6 days of the 24-hour days are God's 9/11 terror attack on the kingdom of darkness. They like darkness, he makes light. They like water, he makes land, dry land. And then he makes on the last day the replacements. That's us. And so it's a very exciting and dramatic flow in the book as we walk through all these scriptures and piece together the comprehensive biblical revelation about the creation of the devil and us, his replacements.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you break it down in terms of the origin of the devil, Lucifer, Satan himself. Unwrap that a little bit more for our audience.
Okay, so in Ezekiel 28 is where Lucifer, is not named, he's named in Isaiah 14, but in Ezekiel 28, he's the covering cherub that guards the throne of God, and he walks the fiery stones. But it also describes he had widespread trading, and so my book dwells a lot on what Satan's trading was. And so I've identified something. I was listening to Robert in the previous interview, and I've identified something very similar to what he's picked up on that in Scripture that identified it as Satan trades with IOUs, and he basically blackmails people into cooperation. Mm. And take David, for instance. You know, he would rather kill Uriah the Hittite and cover up this pregnancy with Bathsheba rather than say, "I'm sorry, I was wrong, please forgive me."
Right.
And so the kingdom of darkness uses these IOUs to scare us and blackmail us. And that's very dramatic in the book three, Nobody Sees This, Creation, the Origin of the Devil and His Replacement. Because it's a natural question. How did he get angels to cooperate with him? Mm-hmm. You know, the Revelation 12 says a third of them did.
Right.
And, of course, they comprise the principalities that Paul described in Ephesians 6:12. And so there's the inner workings of the kingdom of darkness are not something that Christians generally want to dwell on. Mm-hmm. And yet Paul could say we are not unaware of his schemes. In fact, Apostle Paul evidenced a tremendous understanding of the opponent. And so it just comes back to that book, The Art of War. Know your opponent. That's chapter 2.
Right.
And these things are very instrumental for us to have successful footprints and influence in the unseen world.
Yeah. In some respects here, Paul, what you're saying is that even though there is a difference between us and the spiritual, there are some similarities. I mean, in order to get a third of the angels to fall and go along, there had to be an appeal that even us as mere mortals could be susceptible to, right?
Yeah, very well put, Bill. You got it immediately. Because I got to do a little background here because we're talking about book three. Now, I love the scripture. And the most important thing for understanding anything in the unseen world is the scripture. That is the foundation. But you know what? It was the best Bible students of the day that killed Jesus.
Right.
And so the Bible itself doesn't just give us permission to do whatever we want to. And so we can be misled by our own intense seriousness. So that's why I put the scripture in my book so that people can interact directly with the Lord in his word. But I want to say that in book two of the Unseen series, the title of that one is Nobody Sees the Unseen Realm, How to Unlock Bible Mysteries. And so there are well-established study habits that are important to understand the Bible mysteries, like we're talking about with the origin of the devil. One of them is inductive Bible study, very well-known, very prominent. I was a staff member with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship during the 80s, And right. So we trained hundreds of students in inductive Bible study. But then there's advanced logic, advanced Bible logic. There's wartime cryptography, because if the kingdom of God is at war with the kingdom of darkness, the scripture has to be in a code that will trick the enemy into exposing their true allegiances and uncovering their counterfeit. But the scripture will also include a code that only members of the kingdom of God can read. And I can go ahead and tell you what it is. It's meekness.
Please. Yeah. Yeah.
Meekness is the one quality that the kingdom of darkness cannot counterfeit. Because Lucifer is king over all the children of pride.
Right. Wow.
It's deep, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, how, as you're doing this and as God is revealing this to you, I'd find myself taking a nap each time, because it is deep and it's heavy, as we would say, right?
There's a reason Apostle John fell down when he saw Jesus. And there's a reason Daniel fell down as dead when he saw a mighty angel. And that's in that same category. You know, Madame Guyon wrote in the 1400s about the rest of the Holy Spirit, because she found that every time she came to be with the Lord, he would put her to sleep. It was so overwhelming.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, you're right. Yeah. That's the way it is.
Yeah, I love this, you know, and it's just because, you know, there's just something about and resting in God and releasing all other distractions, right?
Well, you know, that's our goal.
Yeah.
I mean, I still have to earn a living because, you know, I'd like to. One of the reasons I enjoy doing interviews is because I enjoy getting the message out, but it is a way that I'd like to earn all my living through the books, and that way there can, and speaking, which I do, and so that way there can be more for these endeavors. It's a good thing, you know, and just the receptivity that you've shown me and your wife, and just the meeting that we had at NRB, it's just wonderful, the fellowship in the kingdom.
Well, I wish we'd have had more time, Paul, and I'm grateful that we could, you know, talk today, and no doubt we will continue the relationship and the conversation here, because this is something, yeah, I am as well, because this is something our audience needs to hear about. I mean, you know, if the truth be known, the reason I'm doing this radio show was after, you know, I graduated from Bible college, and I'd already had a career in broadcasting, and I felt like, you know, God was telling me, okay, I want you to go back, you know, to broadcast. I want you to get back behind the microphone. Well, the last time I was behind a microphone, I was a juvenile, and I was playing records, and, you know, I was a disc jockey in Los Angeles having fun. And now it's like, okay, but get behind the microphone, and we're going to talk about you know, we're going to talk about theology. We're going to talk about a biblical worldview. And I said, well, God, you know, if that's what you want, I can't do it without you. Because, you know, I've been, and it's so funny because I have very dear friends, you know, who know me. And they go, Bill, how do you come up with this? What do you do? We know you. You're not that smart. I go, of course I'm not that smart. I'm hanging on to Jesus. What do you think, you knucklehead? You know, how else can you do this? And so the search has been, even from that day, like I said, when I got back behind the microphone, I said, God, lead me to men and women, people of faith, people who are after your own heart, that are in the throne room with you, and that understand the revelatory word of God. Because that's where God's true power, his true power resides, right?
Oh, isn't it? I just am so thankful that you and I have gotten to be acquainted.
Amen.
And your audience,
we will continue.
So blessed.
Paul, thank you.
If you're
concerned about
the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mail?